Are you in your 20s with your first real job? Congrats! Now start saving for retirement. Our next guest says he has an investment strategy a 7-year-old could understand, takes just 15 minutes a year to maintain, will outperform 90% of finance professionals in the long run, and make you a millionaire. But you have to save a lot, like almost $8,000 a year if you make, say, $50,000. Use 401ks if you can because employers contribute to them. And use investments that run themselves to avoid paying those finance professionals a lot of fees. Personal finance guru William Bernstein put all of this in a free booklet. We'll link you up at hereandnow.org, and he joins us from Portland, Oregon. Welcome.
Happy to be here, Robin.
How much are you saying they have to save?
I think that they have to save around 15% of their salary.
But a lot of people today, as you well know, are living paycheck to paycheck. How do you save, especially when you're young and you're not thinking about retirement?
Well, the definition of investment is the deferring of present consumption for future consumption. So you do have to be willing to defer. And there are a couple of tricks that you can use to save money. One of them is simply to pay yourself first.
Like you're paying yourself a salary almost out
exactly.
of your salary. Right.
Except it's a future salary. It's not a present salary.
But this is hard. And you say that's hurdle number one. People spend too much money. They have to give up things.
They certainly do. You know, you have to ask yourself, what are the things that matter to you most in your life? If you have to have that latte every day, that's nice to have right now. But if you take that latte every day right now, you may wind up eating cat food when you're 70, and you have to decide which is worse.
You say this in this pamphlet. You point out if you're earning $50,000 a year, that 15% would be $7,500 actually, $625 a month, $625 a month. You could make that up in lattes or maybe your cable package or an extra dress.
We can keep on going. You know, a fancy cell phone plan, eating out two or three times a month. Each of those, items is about $100 a pop. And so if you can give up six of those items, you've got your retirement paid for.
You could have a roommate instead of living alone, and it's not as much fun as living alone. But again, you say, not nearly as awful as living on cat food at the age of 70.
Or living under a bridge when you're 70, yes.
A very sad possibility, as you say, for many of their parents right now who haven't saved enough. But back to the young people. You talk very clearly about where you want people to put this money, 15% a year in three different mutual funds. Explain that.
Yes. An index fund is a fund that simply invests in all of the stocks in a market. It might invest in every single stock or almost every single stock in the U.S. market. It might invest in every single stock abroad, or it might invest in all of the bonds that are out there. And you can make a perfectly fine investing portfolio that mixes equal parts of all three of those. The key aspect of an index fund is that many of them, not all of them, but many of them are extremely cheap. They generally charge less than 0.1%. Whereas an actively managed fund, a fund that tries to pick stocks and bonds, may charge upwards of 1% or 1.5%.
This goes back to your 15 minutes of work per year. In other words, you figure out what your investments are, you make the investments, and then the indexes almost manage themselves, where if you're paying somebody else fees to manage your stocks, your portfolio, that adds up.
Yes. The key thing about any fund is to make sure that its expenses are low. If you look at the funds in your plan and you see that they're all charging 1%, 1.5%, and 2%, you've got a bad plan.
Well, so again, where does this 15 minutes come from? You've picked the three index funds you want to invest your 15% in, and then once a year you take another look at them?
Yes, exactly. What will happen after a year is things will get out of whack. So instead of having exactly 1/3 of everything, for example, if the stocks funds have done well, there'll be more of them. They might be 40%. And so at the end of each year, you rebalance it back. So you wind up selling some of the stock funds and buying more of the bond funds. That's the easy part. The hard part is when there's doom and gloom around and the economy looks like it's going to heck in a handbasket. What you have to do is sell some bonds and buy the stocks. And that's a much harder thing to do emotionally. And that gets to, you know, the emotional game that I talk about, which is the third hurdle.
Well, talk about that a little bit, learning the basics of financial and market history, not getting an MBA, but learn a little bit about investing history so you can do this once a year rejiggering.
The second hurdle is to learn just a little bit about financial theory. And I have some recommended reading that's pretty easy about that. And what you have to understand is that risk and return are connected. So that if you want something that has high returns, you're going to have to take high risk, which means you're going to lose a fair chunk of your money every now and then. It's almost always temporary, but it's a hard thing to do. The second thing you have to understand is you have to understand what market history looks like. The very, very best investments are made when things look the worst. The best times to buy stocks were in the depths of the Depression or in early 2009 when it looked like we were going over the cliff. And when things look great like they did in 2007 or during the tech boom of the 1990s, that's the worst time to buy stocks. And then the third thing you have to master is you have to understand your own psychology. We have all these emotions that are appropriate responses if you're being chased by a tiger. But all of these things that make us human make us terrible investors, and you have to understand what they are and how to avoid them.
Which is why, going back to your advice is to invest in these index funds, three of them, leave it alone. Don't have a managed portfolio where someone will be calling you all the time or you'll be panicking and saying, you need to buy this, you need to buy gold, you need to buy... Just leave it alone. And do you have stats to prove that that will beat 90% of the professionals who are the ones who get all those fees for messing around with your investments?
Yes. If you put three different asset classes and you index them and you look at that portfolio, it will beat about 90 to 95% of professional money managers over, you know, a 15 or a 20-year period. What I like to say about stockbrokers and most investment advisors is they service their clients in the same way that Babyface Nelson serviced banks.
They're robbing them?
Yeah. And you know, police, you know, bank robbers don't have very nice things to say about policemen.
Well, your booklet is called If You Can, How Millennials Can Get Rich Slowly. It's downloadable. It's free. We'll link you up at hereandnow.org. If you can, save 15% of your salary every year. Bill Bernstein, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Happy to be here.